Stand the All Saints Radio.
Bringing the community together.
Love, you're learning.
Hello, Stand the All Saints. My name's Amira.
And my name is Ifeoluwa, and this is Love Your Learning, brought to you by Stepney All Saints Radio.
Today, I am with Khadija. Khadija, tell us about your favourite subject and why.
My favourite subject is geography. It's really good. People learn about the world and countries, people.
Wow, Khadija. And what have you been learning in geography at the moment?
We're learning about poor people there in Brazil.
Thank you, Khadija. Now, on to Ifeoluwa.
So, Yusra, what is your favourite subject at SAS at the moment?
My favourite subject is PE, as it has a range of sports activities such as fitness, which is what I'm doing at the moment.
And what do you enjoy the most about Stepney All Saints?
What I enjoy about this school is the extracurricular clubs, as there are a wide range of clubs for students to join. To add, they are very inclusive and I recommend to join them.
Thank you for listening to the Stepney All Saints Radio.
Your school, your voice.
Hi everyone, this is Your School, Your Voice. I'm here with Mr. Corbush Lee, who's going to be speaking about enrichment.
So on Monday after school from 3 until 4:30 p.m. we're running a program called Humanetic. And the idea of Humanetic is to build resilience and confidence in young people, help you deal with your stresses, your everyday stresses. We do this through teaching a combination of self-defense, mindfulness and meditation. We've got Kayla here. I'm going to ask her some questions. She's been a regular member of the group. So Kayla, can you tell me one thing you particularly enjoy about Humanetic?
I enjoy how cool and like happy the group is, and I really like how like open I could be, and I could like freely talk to anyone in the group.
Okay, can you tell me one way that meditation and mindfulness has helped you?
I think it's helped me with many stuff, really. It's like overall like mental health, to be honest.
Okay, and would you say you feel happier doing this course?
I've been a lot more happier since I started doing Humanetics.
And what do you enjoy about the self-defense aspect?
I find it quite fun and enjoying, because I can like let out my anger, and it's just quite fun, like knowing and like learning new stuff.
Place to Be is a children's mental health charity with over 25 years experience working with pupils, families and staff in the UK schools. They provide mental health support in schools through one-to-one and group counselling. In addition, they also offer expert training and professional qualifications. Place to Be is also the official organiser and founder of Children's Mental Health Week, which shines a spotlight on the importance of children and young people's mental health.
Big up, Stepney All Saints.
Golden opportunities.
Hi, I'm with Musa. And Musa, could you tell me about any extracurricular clubs that you attend?
Gaming club. It's every Wednesday in PO2 and I get to play with the PS4.
That sounds fun. What game do you play?
FIFA 19.
Are there any football players that you play as?
Mohamed Salah and Luis Diaz.
On Tuesday the 31st of January, a group of Year 9 and 10 students went to see a production of Shakespeare's Hamlet at Southwark Playhouse. Here are some reactions to the performance.
It was a beautiful performance and I enjoyed it a lot.
I thought that the technical effects, the lighting was fantastic, and it was really engaging, and it was an interesting take on taking a 4.5-hour play and turning it to an hour and a half. That was quite fun.
My opinion on the Hamlet's play. My name is Nihal Abdi and I'm in Form 9M, and I think that the Hamlet's play was very intriguing as it had different techniques to catch the audience's attention.
Here are the top three houses in terms of music tuition attendance for this academic year. In third place, with 84.5%, we have Mala. In second place, with 87.8%, Equiano. And in first place with 87.9%, Seoul.
Who will be in first place at the end of the year?
Music Meister.
What have you been composing?
Here is a composition by Manny in year 11.
Here is a recent composition from Daniel in year 11.
BMW reveals world's first color-changing car. It might sound like something from a Hollywood sci-fi movie, but car company BMW have unveiled their plans for a color-changing car. They say the car can be switched to over 30 different colors, and the change happens almost instantly. The announcement was made at the annual CES International Tech Show in America. What color would you go for?
Have you ever wondered about the oldest dog alive? A 30-year-old dog living in Portugal has broken the Guinness World Record of the oldest dog in history and is currently the oldest dog alive in the world. The dog is called Bobby, who is a purebred Rafeiro do Alentejo, a breed that normally lives to between 12 and 14 years old. He is a friendly dog that really enjoys human food. Now, Bobby is confirmed to be doing well for his age by the Portuguese government's pet database. The previous all-time record holder was a dog called Bluey in Australia, who died in 1939 at the age of 29.
What is bubble tea and why is it so popular? Bubble tea originated from East Asia and is said to have been first created back in the 1980s. Exactly who came up with the idea for the drink remains a bit of a mystery, with a number of different theories tracing the beverage back to various creators. Some say bubble tea is the brainchild of Lu Han Che, who began serving the cold beverage at his tea house, while another claim is that Tu Song Ho was the creator of the refreshing drink. Although the true inventor is still debated, what we do know is that bubble tea was invented in Taiwan. Bubble tea is a cold drink typically made with black tea, milk, some type of sweetener like sugar, ice, and the famous bubbles, which are tapioca pearls. These pearls, which are also known as boba, are small, chewy, and made from a starchy substance called tapioca, which comes from the cassava plant. Tapioca pearls are made by combining tapioca starch or flour, water, and brown sugar.
Stepney All Saints Radio.
Our 1 6-year-old ran up to $1,000 takeaway bill. Mason, who lives in Michigan in the US, was given his dad's phone to play on one night while his father was watching a TV show. He was feeling quite peckish and decided it was time for a delicious snack, or several. He used his dad's phone to place a large number of orders on a food delivery app called Grubhub, purchasing all kinds of dishes including pizzas, shrimp, sandwiches, rice, and more than 12 portions of chili cheese fries. And he managed to rack up an eye-watering bill of nearly $1,000, which is £817. When Mason's dad looked at his phone, he saw a message from the bank asking him to confirm if an order of $439, which is £358, worth of pizza was from him. Mason's parents decided to use the experience to teach their son about the value of money by taking away his savings. Although his dad has said that they will give the money back to him at some point, they hope their food-filled affair will encourage other parents to keep an eye on what their children get up to on adults' phones.
Alrighty then.
Thousands of teachers in England and Wales went on strike on Wednesday the 1st of February, meaning that some schools, including ours, were closed. Teachers who are members of the National Education Union, also known as the NEU, which is the biggest education union in the UK, voted to take industrial action because they believe that they are being underpaid. The NEU says around 2,300 schools in England and Wales were affected by the strikes.
Thank you for listening to
Stem the All Saints Radio.
Bringing the community together.